This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. All you got to do, if you missed any portion of the show, go to ESPN975.com. On the top of that page, you'll see The Usual Suspects. Click on that show tab, and you will see hours 1 and 2. If you missed any of that, you can catch up there. And while you're on the front page, follow the directions on how to download the app. Therefore, you can take us anywhere, everywhere. Never miss another portion of the show. However, if you want to miss this Madonna song from Barry in hour number 3, I would not be mad at you.
Yes.
What?
Hey.
All right.
That's from the Luxurious Losers, or whatever the hell their name is.
Loud Luxury.
Well, there you go. Those two.
And I'll have you know they have a bunch of good songs.
Do they?
Yeah.
You get that, a beanie, a backpack, and a gift card.
It's All Right is another one. Or Not All Right is another one. Mm. What else they got? Body.
Oh.
Is another one.
Oh, I just feel like you're just making out. You're just throwing out words.
Look, Google
making
it.
Making up stuff.
Google it. Fingernail.
Elbow.
They got that new Club Jam, Pancreas. What?
Chances are there's probably a song called Pancreas. I probably could have gotten away with it. But
I wouldn't know. I'd be like, nice, play it.
But it's probably not from the Lavish Losers, so.
Liverettes. Would you say there was the show Leatherette?
Yeah, the normal, Warm Leatherettes.
What is a leatherette?
I have no idea. You could Google it.
No, pass.
Okay.
I know there wasn't a lot going on last night, fellas.
Nothing.
Just want to throw this out. I don't care what level of competition you're at and in and on. And I get it from a collegiate level. Let's take it to out of the rec leagues. Wayland Baptist guard J.J. Culver last night put up 100. Team
That's
scored
crazy.
124 points. He had a hundo of those 124. He's a senior from Lubbock, Texas. He's the older brother of Minnesota Timberwolves and former Texas Tech star Jared Culver. His team won 124-60 over Plainview, Texas. 34 of 62 from the line, so he shot 50% there. From the field.
I was about to say.
12 of 33 from three-point range. 20 of 27 from the free throw line.
It's good to see a graduate of the James Harden basketball camp doing so well.
Did you want to see if he had any step backs?
I mean, that sounds like a night Harden would
Isn't
have.
Isn't that what basketball's
right?
turning to?
That's, yeah.
But, I mean, can you blame on the high school level, though? There's not that
no,
much
No, this is parity. College. This is college.
Oh, you said
NAIA. NAIA is college.
Okay, that's still, the parity is a little bit limited. You're going to see that at the high school level. You're going to see it at the college level. And you're going to see that kind of go away at the NBA level. That's kind of what happens.
Well, does it go away at the NBA level?
I mean, parity in terms of teams being better than a bunch of other teams, you're right. No, the parity does not, but in terms of player talent, there's a lot more parity. In terms of team talent, no, there's probably not as much. But player talent, there's not like...
I'm just talking about ball hogs.
Teams getting blown
out.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying with ball hogs.
There's a reason why he's a ball hog. He's probably better than everybody else on that court.
A lot of times, guys that end up playing NAIA or at smaller schools are either whether it be for educational reasons in qualifying for schools and or complications with transfers or whatever, that they end up at a smaller school, but they have obviously big-time talent. But when you think about the elite company that he's in, regardless, like I said, of what level of college you're on, the last three people to score 100 points in a game, the last guy to do it was Jack Taylor of Division III's Grinnell College. He had 138 in 2012, and he followed it up with 109 the following year.
Damn.
Aside from that, 1954, two guys did it.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's been...
six times?
Yeah. So, five total games. Two and 54, mm-hmm. two by the same guy in successive years in 2012, and then J.J. Culver last night.
That's wild.
Man, I think my arm would fall off.
Now, see, well, the thing
I love
is,
to shoot, but I'm just telling you, that's a lot of shots.
But you think about it, let's say, what is the average player probably score in NAIA? 30?
High scores are still in the 30s, yeah.
Okay. So then this team should have had 54, but he put up an extra 70?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, something like that.
that's not that much. I mean, this team's is this team that bad and he's that good, or was this just...
Now, the coach said, and I, you know, again, you know what to believe, but the coach said, you know, normally we script our first three plays of each game, and all of them went to JJ, and he scored.
Three plays?
Yeah. And so we knew he might be hot, so we just kept going to him, and before you know it, believe me, you know it before you know it, and the guy's got 100.
Yeah, when you get to 70. At it's least. Not like you go Remember from 30 to 100.
It? When Kobe did it, the whole gym knew with a quarter to go. I mean, everybody was following on pins every single point he did. Every time he touched the ball, they knew. And so don't tell me you didn't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Once you get past 55, 60, you're like, okay, he's at 70.
This could be something special.
He's
right?
at 75. He's at 80.
He's averaging 36 a game.
You don't just jump from 30 to 100. You had to go through all those other points.
And his coach, who trusts a guy in a bad Christmas sweater?
Hmm?
His coach posing with him after the game.
That's awesome.
With the you know, like Wilt had the piece of paper with the 100 on it when he broke it. So he did. They did the same thing and they posed. Coach is wearing a damn Christmas sweater with a penguin on it.
I wonder if they were calling timeout to try to get him to 100.
I mean, when you're up that big, I mean, you're the opposing coach going, why is he still in the game? Why are you still running it up on me?
Yeah.
Lots of unanswered questions here. But again, older brother of Minnesota Timberwolves number one draft pick Jared Culver from Texas Tech. But that's an accomplishment, a hundo in a college game.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal. So I thought I would throw that out there for you guys. NFL rank news of the day, sorry. Saints defense takes a hit as Marcus Davenport, defensive lineman for the Saints, a big-time talent.
That is a big loss
out
for them.
Out for the year. That doesn't help them as they fight for positioning atop the NFC.
And that was one of the arguments I saw when people were trying to poo-poo on the Saints and saying, the Niners. And they remember we talked about the game on Monday, and people were like, oh, well, or that one guy called, he's like, well, that Niners defense is supposed to be so good. Well, so was the Saints defense.
Mm-hmm.
We kept hearing about how good the Saints defense is, and you could see that it was a good defense. I mean, back-to-back games, there were several times where they'd given up, 6 points, 9 points this year. It's a good defense, but this is a big loss for them.
It really is. And at this point in the season, obviously past the trade deadline and everything else, now you're just scrambling for street free agents to see if anybody's out there that's still got, you know, a little of ability left in them. But it's a tough time to be losing a guy like that because you can't just, you know, fill the cupboard back up and grab someone in a trade or otherwise. And obviously the Texans really lucked out this year with the fact that they were able to pick up Hargraves for nothing. But that those deals aren't out there anymore.
And now Sheldon Rankins is doubtful, I believe, for their game against the Colts.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and of course, also a good time to mention the fact that we should have Sarah Barshop on later this week to talk about the big one between the Texans and the Titans, as that game is right around the corner. And obviously, all hands need to be on deck for that one for the Houston Texans because of the fact that that is going to be a huge game. And those two games down the stretch out of the last three against Tennessee should probably dictate who wins the division and who basically goes home.
Yeah, and I was just looking at the injury report for the Texans. Will Fuller questionable for that game. I think you got to, like you said, all hands on deck. Yep. If you can play through it, play through it. This you cannot afford to lose these games against the Titans.
No, absolutely not. And I think a split still gets you to the division title. If you're Houston.
Yeah, because you'll still have the better division record.
Right.
Right? Because they would have split, so the tiebreaker then becomes the division record next. Yep. If I'm not mistaken. And right now, let's see. Right now in the division, Texans are 3-1, Titans are 2-2. So if they split, Texans would be 4-2, Titans would be 3-3. So they would win the tiebreaker because of that.
So there you have it. So yeah, at least you got to get a split. You don't want to wait till that last game of the year at home, and they haven't been playing great at home. So this is a chance for them to kind of reshuffle the deck and establish themselves at least as a team that's worthy of winning a division and being a playoff team. Because obviously the way they played last week had everybody forgetting about the New England game, the Colts win, and saying, my goodness, what the hell is going on with this football team again?
Yeah, and you think about it, assume a split. Titans have to play the Saints. Texans get to play the Bucks.
Although the Bucks have been putting up numbers in yards.
Yeah. I'm not scared of the Buccaneers. Of course, I wasn't scared of the Broncos, and look what that got them.
Yeah.
But I think all signs point to all, you know, this being the Texans' division to lose.
Yeah.
And don't put it past them.
No, right. Because, again, there's not a single fan out there that follows this team on a pretty regular basis that isn't going, yeah, that's what you said about the Broncos game. So, basically, even if you say it's a lock if they beat Tennessee Sunday, I'm not going to believe that they can't fall flat on their face and find a way to screw this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of screw this thing up, too, the other thing that came out today that you're going to find a little bit interesting, at least, shocking that it comes from another bad team, but the Giants were on the practice field. And a fan got into it with Janoris Jackrabbit Jenkins about his play. Jenkins, who wasn't practicing but was on the field with his teammates, took exception to the comment and decided to tweet back, "I can only do my job, retard."
Oh, no.
I don't know what's worse, the statement itself or the fact that as a professional athlete, you have your phone on the field. Whether you're practicing or not, those are the time to be professional at your yeah. workplace. So Coach Pat Shurmur was made aware of it during his press conference. Always nice to go to your press conference after practice and go, hey, by the way, did you know that Janoris Jenkins was tweeting
throwing out
during practice and throwing out that word? He said, I was just made aware of this. I was going through the injury report. He shouldn't be tweeting at practice. Man, come on. Smarter than that.
Well, yeah.
Don't say those kind of things, and don't do it during practice.
Yeah, if you're going to say it, if you're going to tweet it,
no,
tweet that in the locker room.
No.
No?
Yeah, after you videotape like the coach's speech and put that out there, too? Is that what you're saying? You're encouraging that as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Clarence said, do y'all have any good news right now? Not really,
player. You're a Saints fan, Clarence. Well, there's only so much we can do for you on a given day. But also, before we go to break... we're going to do the more gifts for you guys, the suspects. Battleground 2K, ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the Battleground 2K19 tournament. It's Wednesday, December the 18th at the Toyota Center. It's three college basketball games. You get to see all three. Caller number 12 right now, 713-780-3776. You get a pair of tickets to see the triple header, Baylor, UT Martin, Utah State, South Florida, Oregon State, and UTSA. All six teams, all three games. You get two tickets, get you to see all three. For tickets and game information, if you don't win, head to battleground2k.com. Good luck to you. Caller number 12. Caller 12, 713-780-3776. Good luck to you. We got more of the final hour of the show. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Only way I begin to
G-York was drug loot. Well, hello. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boy, back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
By the way, I don't know if you guys are following along on the Twitter, but I am killing it.
In terms of votes?
Yeah.
Unofficial votes?
Not even close.
Because we don't have that poll anymore.
I know. But there's, yeah. All the tweets I'm seeing is because I had Wu-Tang Clan's cream on there.
It's funny, I don't see those tweets.
Hmm. Well, maybe they just didn't feel like they needed to tweet you.
Or maybe they don't exist.
Don't make me screenshot them all and tag you individually.
I've seen a couple of them. I've seen a couple of them.
That's what I thought. Somebody said, I think it's interesting, you can't say the D word, but you can say...
You can say the D word, but you have it's context.
Right. So I can Joel's acting like a dick. I could say that.
Yep.
But if I'm talking... Yeah, but if I'm talking about his male anatomy, I have to say penis. Can't actually say the D word when we're referring to the penis. In case you're wondering. Because somebody's like, you guys can say vagina and bitch. Well, yeah. But that's... It's all context, like Nick said. It's all and we don't, you know, me especially don't, I don't want to use it gratuitously. I like just sprinkle it in.
You hate the word penis, actually. You never use it on
the
air.
He prefers the real thing.
Dang, I wasn't going to go like that. I was going to do you like that. But damn.
See, Joel's acting like a dick right now.
There in a nutshell. is why sometimes I just like to give you shih tzu.
Oh, my God. Don't start that again. That is the worst.
They had another one this morning on the bench that Lance and John were, John was kicking. Obviously, Granato was doing it, but he was kicking around another one. But that was one that had popped up on our show before, too, that gets Nick a little itchy with the dump button.
What did he say?
I got to remember which one it was, but I think it was in reference to the F word.
Fudge?
Nope. The Deliva reminds people when you were bringing up the Pet Shop Boys and stuff like that, that back in the day, the Roxy would be the hangout for the Rockettes and several other places like Clubland, which I wasn't familiar with. Numbers, which was more in
Numbers.
Numbers was like after hours, too.
I went and saw Nine Inch Nails at Numbers.
Yeah, and he actually mentions Nine Inch Nails. But he included Pet Shop Boys in that. But I'll tell you what, what's the ironic thing is the Roxy would have been downstairs right here in this building. It was a big deal back in the day.
It was.
And one Charles Barkley, of all the different places that we could go on a regular basis, he loved him some Roxy.
Yeah.
That was the spot for him. And he always wanted to end up at some point at the Roxy. We're like, really? Again? And there's all these different clubs.
I mean, right
and at
down
that point,
the road
Shepherd
is the,
Plaza was hopping, and there were all these different places.
What's the one, the strip club, that's just a few blocks down?
Oh, he also made sure. Yeah, that was the one where the drunk driver one night pulled out a centerfold and hit him and still tried to sue him. Nice. Yeah. He pulled out onto Richmond.
No, it's not centerfolds. It's, what's the one right over here? It's a
men's club.
No, that's on Sage or whatever.
Right. Men's
this
club.
This one's on Westheimer.
Centerfolds. Centerfolds.
Oh,
treasures.
No, 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 no. I know what you're talking about. Treasures.
Yeah, Treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say Treasures or the Gold Cup, but it's not the Gold Cup, right?
No.
That's Treasures right there.
Yeah,
on
Treasures on Westheimer.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But those are also frequented.
So I've been told,
yeah,
honey.
Right.
So I've been told.
Yeah, but
my friends tell
Chuckster
me.
Was a, let me just bring this back in. Chuckster was a big fan of the Roxy.
Yeah.
And there were so many other clubs, and it's crazy because I can start throwing them out there, but people will remember by different names and different locations. But yeah, there were always the hot spots that we would go to, but he somehow always, at some point during a given week, he had to go to the Roxy.
Maybe he was just comfortable there because at one point, Roxy was the longest running club in Houston. It was
really?
At one point before it closed down about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, whenever.
That's crazy.
It was the longest running club. It's actually owned by the same people that own Whiskey River, the two-stepping country.
Oh, really?
It's the same company. So they closed that one down, but they still have the Whiskey Rivers.
Crazy.
And a bunch of other bars.
One that I would have said should have been on that list was another Charles
club
favorite.
Club 6400.
Cristal.
Oh.
Oh, that was big,
Cristal
too.
Was always big.
That was like a multi-club
fact,
and one club thing, too, right?
I was going to say Coco Loco.
Well, and you know, it's kind of like...
was
when
it
you
like
go to
T-Town back in the day or something
oh,
like
that? Oh, yeah. Coco Loco?
Coco Loco was absolutely ghetto. I've been there. I'm not going to act like, don't put it past me. But I'm glad I survived. But anyway, Joel, like what you were saying.
But remember, well, because remember, it's kind of like at with our show with Wayback Wednesdays and FEF Fridays and things like that. The Chuckster had it mapped out to, oh, it's
really?
Sunday night, so we're going to Cristal.
He knew.
Oh, it's Wednesday night, we're going to the Roxy. Oh, we're going here, we're going there. And Cristal, crazily enough, I think it was hip hop night on Sundays, and we would go to Cristal. I swear to you guys, I'm sitting there. And we're all standing there. We just walked in, and Charles was like, my boy's supposed to meet us here. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So we're looking around and seeing where we're going to sit and everything like that. And I turn around and I hear, yeah, boy.
Flavor
and I'm like, no way. And the big clock and everything. And Flav's with.
Nice.
And there were two or three different times when Flav just showed up hanging out. And I was like, Charles, really? That's you don't tell us to give us a little bit more? But he's like, what are you talking about, man? It's just a, I'm like, okay. But, you know, that all went downhill. The Cristal was a pretty popular spot. And then, like, the owner was murdered out back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The whole story.
Not a fan of the club, huh?
No, the whole story was like they had this kind of like deal going on where if there were people that were at the club they didn't like, the bouncers would take them out back and they would hold the person down and let the owner take a shot at them.
What?
And evidently a guy had been thrown out before where he was roughed up, where the bouncers took him out the back way instead of the front way, and they held his arms back, whatever. And I guess the owner, according to the story, I don't know if this is alleged, but that the owner would then just be able to wind up, take free shots at people. And so he knew that was coming, and he got thrown out back, and he took care of it.
Well, if that was true, he probably had it coming. Then.
Yeah, but my deal was once that
death.
Went down and the
think, no, dude, you start doing that, you treat people like that. People don't. I'm not saying he deserved it, but you start like, taking people out back, and so you can hold your boys and hold them back
yeah,
and get free shots. They don't forget that, dude.
No, and so when I heard that, I would never. Even if they were going, I wasn't going. I wasn't going back in there. There was too much to lose. Yeah. But like even after the Rockets Christmas party one year, Charles was like, anybody wants to join us, we're all going to Cristal. It was a pretty hot spot for a while.
Wow. I don't think I ever did. When was that? That was mid-2000s?
That was like 90s to late 90s. Early 2000s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay, right. Yeah, I wasn't in the scene at all.
Yeah.
Mine was high school, really. I didn't club much. No, I take that back. After I divorced my first wife, but I stayed on the north side of town a lot. There was like, we would come to Richmond occasionally.
Yep.
But we would go, there was a club on
Wednesdays, Nick, was was the Wild West.
Yeah, went till now. Oh, Wednesdays, yeah.
Wednesdays was Wild West, and even if we weren't a little bit country, the scenery was good enough to get us to the Wild West,
especially during the summertime.
Really, still?
Yeah, till now. Wednesdays and Fridays are like their best days.
Wow.
Thursdays and Sundays suck.
You said that the Roxy was the longest. Is that because
at one point it was like 30 something years? It was an active club in.
Because I thought Numbers would have had that.
I would agree with that.
Up until I don't know, maybe they promoted it like that multiple times in front of me.
Because Numbers seemed like it was around forever.
I don't know. I mean, but it's probably not the, obviously it's not the longest running now. Yeah, so no. Numbers probably has that.
But gay, straight, Shot Bar was drink there or no drink, whatever. They had concerts at Numbers. Oh, Numbers was a big deal before Midtown even started getting going.
For real.
Yeah.
That was like that. I remember like when I was coming up, it was Numbers, Club 6400.
Oh, God, I used to live behind it when it was Pete's Club Wildlife.
6400?
It was Pete's Wildlife before that.
There was always a club there.
We got bamboozled. We had just gotten hired by the Rockets, me and Jeff Hagedorn. And we moved to town, and he's like, man, as long as we're going to be traveling and everything like that, we might as well just get an apartment and be roommates. I was like, that's cool. We'll save money on rent. So brand new apartment complex. We're like, dude, this is awesome. Why is this so cheap? I mean, we got three bedrooms for the price of two. We got this big living room space. We sign on the dotted line, move in. Then we find out, like, it's Friday night at, like, 6:30, 7 o'clock. We start hearing. And by 10 o'clock, the furniture in the living room is airborne. And we're like, oh, so this is why we got away. Thank God we're going to be on the road a lot.
No wonder we got a deal.
Yeah, no wonder we got a deal on this place.
Mick Maynard actually had the first Muay Thai fight in Houston was at Club 6400.
Yeah.
Because it's just a venue now or something. I don't know.
It's a big space.
He set up a ring in the middle, and we live streamed it on the cage door.
It was crazy. It used to be, it was Pete's Wildlife, then it was Club 6400. Yeah, there was a place on West Gray called Artuzzi's that we used to really frequent a lot that was really good.
Yeah.
It was on the second floor above a restaurant, but man,
my
that place
club,
got hopping on the weekend.
The club that I went to the most was Kokomo's.
I've heard of it.
I think it was off of Kirkendall, but that was in high school. Man, that was the spot.
There was a couple out your way to big country bars that were very, very popular.
Willie's was out there, right?
Yeah, and there was another one. There was another one. I think it's been named a couple of different things.
Country bar
or Kirkendall, maybe.
Oh, that might have been Kokomo's.
Okay.
But that was 91, 92.
Yeah.
When I was going to Kokomo's.
Yeah, this was more, we were late 90s. The Barkley era was when we were at our peak.
Yeah.
And that's when, yeah.
Good even times. It's a young man's game, Nicholas.
Yeah, Nick.
You're hanging in there by a thread, right?
Barely. Barely.
Won't be much longer. You'll be reminiscing about when you used to go clubbing. Trust
You're
me.
Doing your part, sir. You just keep doing That's your right. part to get back to
I
the
mean,
community.
I expected myself to stop clubbing by this time. It just didn't happen. So
you're still going to raves. I just want to throw that out
look,
there.
Look, that was strictly supporting my boy, Will. He's a DJ. Shout out to DJ Will. Rush.
You were like two-ply underwear because you supported him and you were at another rave that wasn't a cowboy rave a few weeks earlier.
And by the way, everybody was trying to remember the club that I was talking about on 1960. Uh-huh. It was the Yucatan Liquor Stand.
Oh, yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yep.
That was it, baby.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Good All right, times. Half hour to go on the show. When we come back, don't go anywhere. Plenty more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I know it's way back Wednesday. We should be playing Little River Band's Walking Through the Park and Reminiscing, because we're reminiscing about back in the day with these bars. So let's get this straight.
Yeah, because I messed that up. The Yucatan Liquor Stand wasn't on 1960.
That was the one on Richmond that Vernon Maxwell got into some trouble on.
Yes. The one on 1960, it was something Hut.
It was.
Or, but it was
Hurricane Hut. That's what it was. Has to be.
How would you know?
Has to be that. Because the Hurricane Hut was on Richmond and it was on 1960.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. And it was in the corner. Hut. It was in the corner of on in the shopping center on 1960.
I believe it was.
Wolfie's was one of the other ones we were trying to think of.
Wow.
Wolfie's was out your way. That was a popular spot.
Wolfie's is. It's not a club, though.
No, it's not a club. And then because the gathering. Other one, the Ice House, though, is the
Wolfie's,
one.
I didn't really look at numbers as a club, though, either. Because there were so many bands to perform. Not hip hop. A lot of hip hop.
No.
It was more EDM.
Yeah,
it was like when I was talking about the normal techno, warm leatherette and stuff like that. Yep. You would have heard that at numbers.
Okay, that makes more
a
sense.
Lot.
Sam's and, boat and on Pet Richmond Shop Boys. Was big.
Yeah,
that wasn't a club though. That was like a
no.
Club.
Yeah, but it was. Such a, it's so weird that a place like that you just gather and hang out, right? At least with a club, you knew there was a dance floor. Just a place to hang out. Just
I think it was outdoorsy. Weird. They were known for their crawfish.
They would have bands.
They would have bands.
Yeah,
I guess that's probably they'd true. Have outdoor fajitas and stuff like selling fajitas and stuff like
and
that.
And Wolfie's, I don't want to disparage the good name of Wolfie's, but I felt like it always had this feel of like the White Mambo's.
I've never been, so I couldn't tell you.
Or like the like the Dr. Thunder of Hooters or something like that.
Okay.
It just there had was, this weird vibe.
There was also, and Wolfie's was different because you were saying it starts with a W, but the other one we were really trying to think of was there was the Ice House on the north side that had one there at Rafer Sawdust, Spring Woodlands area, and then the other one on Lake Conroe. And it was like they were ice houses with like pink.
Was it Papa's Ice House?
I think that's right. Papa's Ice House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were big. But back in the day, Nick, you could find, you didn't have to find the club. And there was, it was still the place to be with the best, the scenery and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were. Some that were better than others.
Yeah, it was Papa's Ice House.
Yep.
And they had one on the... And then I was telling you about me and my buddy Marcus. We were roommates after I got divorced from my first wife. And man, every Saturday and Sunday, we would take jet skis to Banana Bay on Lake Conroe. It was the best. Like, if you lived up in that area, you were and you weren't at Banana Bay on the weekends, you weren't. You weren't doing it right.
Wasn't it kind of ironic, too?
So many hoes. Oh,
wasn't
my
it
God.
Kind of ironic?
It looked like
where
an Ace Hardware with all the hoes just everywhere.
You would find a spot like that. Like, you had never thought about trying it before, or you stumbled upon it, but if you had a good time there,
oh boy, you
were
back.
Making a couple of return visits, hoping that
especially
you could,
if you got a number or you met a
that's
chick.
What I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You were like, that was hunting ground then at that point.
Yep.
You were like a, yeah.
And Nick, to JD brings up a point, which is interesting, because just like, what are we talking about? The place that we said is the longest, what,
Numbers.
Yeah, just like Numbers, there's also, what was the other one? There's another one like Numbers, because Numbers number one is on Richmond and Montrose, and they had a lot of concerts.
Is it Richmond or Westheimer?
What was the other one on the, just right, it's in Midtown, it's kind of off of Fannin now. And I think but it was like they promoted themselves as gay, straight, drink, non-drink. They were open.
Oh, you're talking about Riches.
Riches.
Yeah, that Thursday.
Riches
Thursday
was
night
another
was
big
there.
One.
Was the, that was huge. I lived.
Riches and Numbers were around for a long, long
and
time.
I think Thursday was like not the gay night or something like that.
Well,
and then it was a really nice club.
And
it was
straight night. Go.
When no,
it was straight
if you had
night,
a buzz
like a really
going, if you had a buzz going, and you didn't want to go home at bar time. Riches was open to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yes,
you just didn't drink anymore.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, I've done that. Yep, that's a good. That was a good club. Yeah.
Brandon brought up the Blue Planet. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Losers went to Blue Planet, dude.
Sorry, Brandon.
Yeah,
Nick called you a loser.
Yeah. Who went to Blue Planet?
Blue Planet was off Richmond, right?
I don't remember. I don't think I ever went to Blue Planet.
Yeah, you know
Apparently,
why?
I wasn't a loser.
Yeah, the first time, you're not a loser.
There was a club. By Harvest Bend, where I used to live, where I saw The Hunger perform, who was a band from Houston that kind of made some waves nationally.
We're giving away tickets later, aren't we? No.
Club Trio?
Never
heard of it.
Yeah, that was from Kip. Sorry, Kip. Don't know about that. Yeah,
Shepherd Plaza was big for a while.
This was another one that if you went there, you were, it was like Coco Loco, Jamaica, Jamaica.
Metropolis.
No, Jamaica, Jamaica.
Oh, Jamaica, Jamaica, yeah.
Boy.
You'll get beat with a baseball bat
over
there.
You better know somebody. Yeah. I wouldn't go to Jamaica, Jamaica by myself. I had to go with friends. And y'all know who my friends were in high school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because it went Shepherd Plaza. That was a hot spot for a while.
Yes.
It went from Richmond to Shepherd Plaza. Then downtown had a little heyday. Like when I first moved here, no one went downtown unless they moved there. They were going to like the fine arts. And then downtown had, there was Tonic. There was a couple of pretty hot spots in downtown.
Red Door, Shot Bar.
Red Door. Then it went to Midtown with Red Door, right, and Shot Bar.
Red Door sounds like a whorehouse.
Red Door was awesome. I know the guys that owned it. Red Door was amazing.
Now people are just literally texting 15 club names. Guys,
I knew that was going to happen. Don't do that. Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. But
if you want to text one that we haven't mentioned, fine, but don't just text every club that's ever been in Houston. I'm going to just ignore it.
But I think the funny thing is when you mentioned the clubs that had the longevity, Numbers, Roxy, what'd you say, Nick, the other one was that still...
Roxy was 90. You guys were right, because Roxy was open in 96.
Yeah, Numbers was open in the early 80s.
Numbers has been open since...
I want to say late 70s.
On their website, it says celebrating 41 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Maybe they were coining themselves as the longest hip-hop club. I don't know. I got that wrong. But yeah, Numbers is a long one.
Roxy, what was the one you just mentioned that I said was right there on Fannin?
On Fannin.
The one that has Thursday night. You said Red Thursday Door? Night. No, Thursday nights you said.
Riches. Riches has some longevity, definitely. Yep.
Now, here's another one. Do you remember this? But somebody mentioned Power Tools?
Never.
No, that sounds like a gay bar.
No, Power
Tools. In Chicago it is. I can tell you that.
Gay bar. Power Tools, I remember going there, and this is the first time that I've ever legitimately been scared, as there were two gangs, and they were both Asian gangs. And they were not having it with some people that I wasn't there with, but I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to get me to fight two Asian gangs. I was like, I would rather fight any other gang on the planet than let alone one Asian gang.
Someone's getting cut.
Not two. Yep.
No, someone's going to die.
I was talking to somebody about this.
I didn't say you survived the cut.
Okay.
I think the scariest of all the gangs to me, especially coming up, were the Asian gangs. They just did not play.
You're right. That
was like, yeah, I'm not. That's a line I'm not crossing for sure. But I remember Power Tools. The only thing I remember is that, and then all the bar stools were like big screws. They looked like they were screwed into the ground. That's all I remember. I drank a lot.
I just remember my buddies from Chicago would say that Power Tools and the manhole cover were the two gay bars in Chicago.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, I'm deleting all these texts. I'm not reading them.
Yeah, we've reminisced enough about back in the day, but boy, there were some times.
Yes, there were.
Wasn't there a car wash? Wasn't one car wash?
I don't know.
It was a club called Car Wash.
Yeah, and 2920 because it was the address, but then it changed names
a couple
times.
That's where you know the lamest people are, like 6400 Richmond. Yeah. I was like, that's the best you could do.
Yeah, seriously.
You just named it after your address. Pretty lame.
Yeah, but you know what? People went there, and you had a good time.
That's
so
true.
If you want a place that you can go to and have a good time, I'm here to tell you, Twin Peaks. It's the best place if you're going to watch sports and hang out outside of your house, and you want to just have someone else take care of all the details that you'd be taking care of if you were at your crib. And guess what? They do it just as good as you would do it because it's made from scratch appetizers and main courses. It's 29-degree draft beer, and of course, it's the beautiful Twin Peaks girls that are going to take your request for what screens have what games on it, and they have every sports package so they can put on everything you want to see. So this weekend, you want to see what? You want to see some NBA basketball on one channel. You want to see college on another channel. You want to see either college football or soccer or something else on another channel. They got it all covered for you because that's the way they do business at Twin Peaks. It's real simple. There's five area locations around the city, and one of them's got to be close to you, but they make sure that they take care of everything so that you just feel comfortable, relax, and enjoy what you want to do, which is watch sports and have great food and drink. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. I tell you time and time again, if it's all those things, it's got to be Twin Peaks.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Last segment of the show is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. I ain't going to lie. Like, the walk down memory lane with some of the bars that people were throwing out.
A lot of fun, huh?
Man. Tonic and Mercury Room downtown. Mercury Room was great.
Yeah.
Because it had upstairs, downstairs. They had another back where they had concerts, a concert room.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No. Then Spy. Oh, Spy on the outskirts of downtown heading up I-10 was another hot spot. And I'm trying to remember, a block behind that, there was a hip-hop club that was really, really good. And I can't remember the name of it.
Rehab?
Maybe.
Rehab was in downtown.
I think you're right. It was Rehab.
Y'all going clubbing this weekend now?
No.
I feel like Joel feels young again.
I got the itch, man.
I think we're all going clubbing.
It's like, yeah.
I got the itch.
Oh, hold on. At least to call him.
No.
Damn it. I got to go, guys. Joel, 27:15.
Doesn't matter.
Trust me, I don't go. I wouldn't
Madison needs a feeding
club.
Somehow. So, you know, somebody's got to do it.
That's it. Yeah. That's, by the way, Joel was like, why is Bittersweet Symphony?
Yes.
By the Verve.
Yeah.
So this is the list, songs about greed and materialism, and right
there.
I
see there. It's on there. Can you tell me why?
Because
anyone could put a list together and go, here's a song.
I can tell you why. I chose it because that's my source.
No, it's not good enough. Disqualified. DQ'd.
It's what I do on a weekly basis.
If I screenshot this.
I ain't mad at you,
I don't need you often, but when I do.
He's like, off all the time.
Yes. I don't need you often, but there are times when I just go, back me here. And then you just go, Barry's right. That's what I do a lot.
Because if you don't like that, boy, you're sure going to wonder why White Horse by Laid Back is on the list.
I was going to ask that question.
It's the next one on the list. What does that say, Joe? White Horse, Laid Back. Songs about greed and materialism.
Did you just create a website for the day just to bail your ass out of Way Back Wednesday?
I was like, man, you know what?
You got IT skills working.
I'm better at HTML than I am googling.
I'm driving in and I'm listening to my XM radio. These are songs that I got jamming today. I'm going to make a list and tell these guys that these are exactly it fits the category.
No, if you guys need me to source my link, I will absolutely tweet it out for you.
Is that what you called it back in the day?
Source
you
my
need
link.
Someone to source your link.
Speaking of sources,
yep.
There was rumors now out of the winter meetings that the Marley Rivera of ESPN reporting. We were doing so good.
Go ahead.
No, she's saying that essentially. Now that the Yankees have locked up Gerrit Cole, that they might be in the market for his personal catcher, Martin Maldonado, to back up Gary Sanchez.
Wow.
So that
great deal for Maldonado, too.
Yeah. You talk about going from one contender to another. Yep. And we mentioned yesterday, Robinson Chirinos and the Texas Rangers are talking, and there's mutual interest between the two clubs. So in that regard, not looking good if you were having hopes of bringing back either one or both of the catchers for the Houston Astros. It sucks to see Gerrit Cole become a Yankee. It's not like he was a lifelong Astro.
Right.
So he was a rental, and you got the absolute
maximum. I don't
think
he was a rental.
Absolutely, he was.
When at the time they traded for him, they didn't know he was going to blow up like this, and they thought, here's a guy that we can trade for, and whether we develop him more or not, he could be a part of our rotation for years to come.
He was a rental, though. What did he end up being? He was a rental.
I think the only reason why he became a rental is because he blew up. I mean,
but that still makes him
became
a rental.
When you made that trade, you thought he was going to be the best pitcher in baseball?
No. Did you think he was going to be a long-term solution? No.
It's possible.
No.
Okay.
Because it's the same thing with Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton came out of nowhere to me.
Oh,
I remember you and I on this
Cole.
Show talking about going, why do they need a Charlie Morton?
Why?
Who is he? And then, boom, he just exploded.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole was on people's radar, just not like he is now.
Well, I mean, he was the number one pick in the draft. He was a power pitcher, which obviously personnel people love.
Yeah, but when you look at his numbers compared to then and now, it was
That's what I'm saying. No one knew he was going to blow up like that.
Yeah.
So, by the way, in terms of things that are going to boggle your mind a little bit, this is a little bit perplexing. ABC 13 reported today, Ayesha Curry, Steph Curry's wife, the entrepreneur that obviously dabbles in restaurants and things. Remember when she opened up her Houston restaurant and she was just getting a world of hurt because that was in the middle of the whole Rockets Warriors stuff? Her restaurant has abruptly shut down, and a notice on the door states the landlord changed the locks for failure to pay rent.
Uh-oh.
Shocking news, because the company, there are companies who had booked all their Christmas parties, booked them there. I'm sorry, but she's doing really well with all of her things she's got going on in business. I'm pretty sure Steph's not hurting.
No, but you're not going to, you're smart. If you, you don't never invest your personal money into a business and sink it all. If that business is losing money, you don't keep it afloat. I hope that those people get their refunds.
Well, that's the thing, too.
But right. I mean, you know they're to put down deposits for the room.
But if you're booking multiple Christmas parties, and it was in City Center, and there was one of five locations in the country, so I don't know if they're all shutting down or what, but that seems a little bit odd.
Way to go.
But, you know, I'm sure Rockets fans are just celebrating. I'm sure they're sending her notes now of love and affection on social media.
Did they ever get the Yelp thing fixed for her? Remember how people
that was fixed almost immediately because it was obviously unfair. It wasn't even, the business was not even open and people are crapping all over
roasting it. That was so good.
So they had to remove it because it was, obviously they weren't fair comments. So, but I didn't think it was going to be successful anyway.
Somebody texted and said, did you guys see Garrett Cole with a shave and a haircut? I have not,
but we had talked about the fact that that was one of the reasons why he might avoid the Yankees. Doesn't matter when you're making $324 million. But
yeah, I don't.
You'll do the shave and a haircut for $324 million.
I want to see what he looks like. It's kind of like seeing James Harden without his beard. I want to see Garrett Cole without the hair, the majestic mullet.
Yeah, I wonder if Harden would. He'll never go back.
At some point, it's going to go out of style, though. At some point, it's going to be like, ugh, bro, you look. It's going to be like, I don't know, like anything, like, you know, like
go out of high style top fades
went out of style, like,
when
right?
He's not relevant.
You think so?
Yeah, like as long as the sponsorship dollars is coming in, that means he's still relevant. If he gets old and the he's not getting that.
Do you think he's sick of it? Do you think
I think he's
like,
absolutely
oh
sick
God,
of it. It's
I
a horrendous
beard.
Dude, fleas get lost in that damn beard. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, there was a, John Wesley once told me something about being on stage where he said, like, never be funnier than your shirt. And never have something that a joke relies upon a prop or because there was a comic that his opening joke was something about his shirt. Mm-hmm. So he didn't have any other joke to open with. And literally every performance he ever did, he had to wear that shirt.
Oh, boy.
So he could do that joke. And it was like, so now you're the beard, right? And you have to have the beard because that's your identity. That would suck. He didn't have it in college for a while, but.
Yeah, because I saw the pictures back at Arizona State when he didn't have it when he was drafted. Probably made a smart move.
See, you ain't right.
No, I'm just saying. I saw the pictures.
I haven't seen any images of
Garrett Cole. But it's coming. It's obviously coming because he's going to have to sign his deal and have his press conference between then and the opening game. He's going to have to follow team rules.
Maybe they were just asking if you guys seen it. Maybe the person texting in or tweeting didn't see it either.
That's possible. Yeah,
It is infuriating to already see people have put him in a Yankees uniform using Photoshop. That's infuriating.
Well, I know Yankees fans that I know are just giddy today and just giving it to Astros fans over.
Makes me sick.
Yeah, it's painful. I'm not going to lie. When I was flipping channels at 2 in the morning with Madison, and when I saw the breaking news at the bottom of the screen, my got a little pit in my stomach for a second going, ugh, I was hoping Angels. When I saw Yankees, I was like, I knew they had the money, but man. That
I can't believe you would rather see him in the division.
Yeah, because the rest of the team for the Angels sucks as opposed to the Yankees. Yankees is your number one competition year after year.
Eventually.
You always end up seeing them and beating them. Now,
win the division first, though.
The best pitcher on your staff, or arguably one of the two best pitchers on your staff, that helped you to completely dominate the Yankees over the last 3 years, is now the one that's going to help them beat you. You don't think so?
I wouldn't want to face him in the division.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. If you were going to trade Garrett Cole, would you send him to a division rival? No. You'd send him out. Is that the picture?
Yeah, that's Donna sent that. I don't know if that's legit or not, but he sure looks like a totally different person.
Maybe they photoshopped it?
It's possible. Or maybe they took his college picture from UCLA when he didn't have the beard and the scruff and the hair.
Could be. That looks photoshopped.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, he doesn't look any. It doesn't look bad. He's not. I thought he would look a lot squirrelier.
The Rockets have sent out a tweet to Lizzo after what we had highlighted with her escapade at the Staples Center with the buttless dress she wore,
man.
And the fact that she doesn't want to hear. She's trying to fight the stereotypes of fat shaming, and she's proud of what she has. Rocket sent at Lizzo. We like your moves. You have an open invitation to come home to Houston and dance with the official CCD. Is that Clutch City Dance Team on the court at any time? They want her to dance?
I hope she wears clothes.
So P. Randizzle, again, he's lasers when it comes to social media. He's like, time out. You fired a guy for a hilarious emoji tweet in the playoffs against the Mavericks,
yeah,
but you want to invite Lizzo to shake it for the kids.
Yeah, the one that showed her ass walking around.
Solid.
That seems like a double standard to me. Hey, somebody wants to know, Nicholas, on the text line, they said, love the show, guys. What's going on with the podcast? Are you working? I mean, we don't have an intern, right?
Yeah, but the 2 hours have just been published. Okay. Just give it a minute or two, and the first 2 hours will be published. Obviously, we're still in the middle of the third hour, but yeah, it'll be up.
Why don't you have the third hour up yet? Come on, man.
Finish what you started, yeah, Nick.
Why are you slacking?
Yeah, the first 2 hours are up for sure. ESPN975.com, podcastarena.com. You guys know the drill.
Yeah.
And by the way, the picture that they're using for that is his pirates.
That's what I thought.
When he's with the pirates, he had short hair.
I got that eagle eye. You can spot a Photoshop mile away. Just like I know when Pete Randizzle tags us on something and it's staged. Because he'll tag us on something, I'll be like,
he does do that.
I'll be like, that's fake. And then
he does not like that either. Because he won't respond for like a grace period. And then be like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Hey, look, we all fall for it. I fall for it all the time. I'll be like, oh my God, look at this. Remember the girl that farted blue? For the baby reveal, the gender reveal. Yep. I was so excited about that. And everybody's like, dumbass, that's a comedian.
All like, I know what? Is Buster only is current, up to date, and solid no matter when he tweets or puts any articles out.
I reached
out,
to her, but she wouldn't talk about her blue farts. So.
Really?
Sorry.
She said she wouldn't?
She never responded.
Oh.
But she did private message you?
No, I emailed her. Oh. Emailed them.
Okay.
Nice. I like that effort.
Good boy. Way to put a little
good job, good effort.
Into it. Yeah. We appreciate that. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for being suspects. That'll about do it for us on this Way Back Wednesday. Back at it again tomorrow. So hopefully you will be too. Obviously, Fred, AJ, Aaron and the Blitz coming up next. Before we go to the break, I do want to remind you, it is the holiday season. If you've got a Rockets fan on your gift list, well, there is plenty you can do to take care of them this holiday season. Tickets, brand new gear, kids club memberships, lots of great gift options, all available at the Rocket Shop, but better yet, at Rockets.com. That's right. There are holiday packs that give you the opportunity to see the Rockets, 5 great games, one great price, and every pack you buy comes with a gift card to the Rockets team shop. So you get gear, you get tickets. It's a fantastic package. The Rockets team shop has so much to offer these days. You're going to find the latest jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, hats, kids and women's apparel, novelty items, and much more. And for the young Rockets fan, this Rockets Kids Club membership, very, very cool. It makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Membership comes with 2 tickets to a game, lots of cool Rockets swag, and additional season-long perks. Everything you need for a Rockets fan of any age, available right now. All you got to do, head to Rockets.com for all of your holiday needs as you continue to shop.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.